This is Rick Lingle, Editor-in-Chief with the Food and Beverage Packaging Podcast. This episode is part of a four-part series with Chad Donick, R&D Development Packaging Scientist for Hormel Foods. In this session, we'll be talking about source reduction. Chad, why don't you talk a little bit about source reduction and how it fits into your overall sustainability efforts?
We focus on reducing packaging materials at their source, which in turn reduces the volume of packaging materials that consumers will have to recycle or discard after using the product. With regards to packaging and flexible packaging in particular, source reduction means less material to hold the package or the product and less packaging that the consumer will see at their end use. We continue to recycle at our manufacturing facilities and work hard to promote increasing recycling and reuse efforts. However, we focus on our goals on source reduction of packaging materials because we are in the position with our suppliers to collaborate to come up with solutions that actually give better packaging to the consumers while increasing our operational efficiencies at our plants.
How do you have an overall strategy to go after the packages that you want to source reduce, both existing packages and maybe in new package development as well?
Currently, we use the 80-20 rule as a rule of thumb. Basically, we look for the higher volume runners, which helps us focus our attention on where we can provide more of a benefit. That's really how we prioritize our list. And once we get through that upper 20%, then we can look at some of the other lower volume items.
When you talk about source reduction specifically, how is that defined? Is that in terms of the weight of a material, or how do you look at that?
Source reduction is mainly a reduction in the weight of the material. That's where we see the majority of the benefit. If we can get that weight down over the millions of units that we might run of a particular item, that really starts to compound and we see a big impact there.
Obviously, these types of programs, particularly to source reduction, will help on the carbon footprint and in sustainability. Oftentimes, there's also a benefit of cost savings. Is that a case that source reduction is always a cost savings, or have you had any examples where it was not?
It's not always cost savings. What we found is that in many projects that have resulted in source reduction, it originally started as a project to enhance and package integrity or improve shipping efficiencies or other benefits that we want to look at internally. What's interesting is that looking at all aspects of the packaging that our customers receive, we just want to see that reduction in the overall package that they get. Sometimes there's a cost benefit, but if we can reduce that weight of that package and what's going into landfills, that's really what we want to get at.
Can you point to a specific example of either a repackaging or a product launch where source reduction came into play?
Probably our new fresh pork box is a great example of a product redesign that we did. Originally, we were using double wall RSC box hand setup for our ribs, and we were using a two-piece box for our bone-in loins and butts. The two-piece case wasn't very strong or up to our quality standards. We optimized that design as much as we could, but you can only do so much with board grades. Did is we set up a group internally, operations, purchasing. We worked with our outside suppliers to come up with options. We sat down with that cross-functional team, reviewed what the industry was using, what we felt would work best in our operation, and what we came up with was a one-piece case called the breaker-style pork box that we were able to implement on all of our ribs, all of our loins, all of our butts, which are our major four running cases for fresh pork. By changing those designs, we were able to reduce the corrugate by 2.4 million pounds a year internally.
How many staff members were involved with that, and what was the length of time for that particular project to reduce the packaging?
There was probably about 10 individuals involved throughout that cross-functional team. And the time frame, this was a very large project because we have three plants that produce fresh pork for us. So we had to design and do the layouts for each of those facilities to be able to fit four box formers in each of those, along with coming up with the justification to purchase that equipment. So overall, it probably took about 2 years from start to finish.
Have you been able to apply those learnings or that type of source reduction to other products or product lines?
We review that on a case-by-case basis. We do take those learnings, especially from the cross-functional team and how we saw that project flow. Obviously, we can't always justify new equipment to be able to form cases, so it's on a case-by-case basis whether that product line can justify that style case.
Case-by-case basis is certainly a literal term for this particular project. <isn't it? laughs>